True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we are again, Florida. Welcome back, Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panayotovic with you. Let's talk some college football. Caroline Fenton, friend of the show, now joining us. She's got a brand new show, Yahoo Sports Daily, weekdays 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern. You can find that on the Yahoo Sports YouTube page. Good morning, Caroline. Thanks for joining us.
It is a good morning because have you seen the slate this weekend? In college and the NFL, we get Commanders, Packers on Thursday night, Notre Dame, Texas A&M, Georgia, Tennessee. I mean, like, the stories write themselves. It is a good morning when that is the week of football that we have upcoming.
I have learned many, many times it's really dumb to pile in against Nick Saban, and it's really dumb to pile in against Kirby Smart. Yet, here we are, Georgia, Tennessee. This number opened at 6 in Vegas. Georgia minus 6. Now we're down to 3.5. And I just warn people to be careful going against Georgia. I know they haven't played anybody yet, but I have learned my lesson going against those two guys. Are you surprised by this hellacious appetite to take Tennessee against Georgia?
I'm not surprised by it. And I would agree with you that betting against Kirby Smart many a times has caused me to go stupid. Why would you do that? Why would you pick against Kirby Smart? I'm not surprised by it. You know, look, Tennessee has lost 8 straight to Georgia. Josh Heupel has never beaten Kirby Smart. And in every game that Josh Heupel has lost to Georgia, it's been by 2 touchdowns or more, even with some of those prolific Josh Heupel offenses that we've seen so far at Tennessee. It's crazy, staggering numbers, but it still doesn't surprise me. And I think it's because the vibes in Knoxville and the way that Tennessee fans, rightfully so, feel about their football team, all of the optimism in the world, right? Like, we've seen Joey Aguilar make several throws in just 2 games that Nico Iamaleava would not have made or really didn't make last season at Tennessee. So this Josh Heupel offense feels like it's clicking so much more, at least the pass game is clicking so much more than it did under Nico. And then you look at Georgia, and I think there's maybe some confusion, maybe some frustration, maybe some lack of optimism about how dynamic this offense can be under Gunnar Stockton. It doesn't look as dynamic early as it did, say, under Carson Beck last season. So I think just the, based off the feelings alone, what we've seen so far from these two teams, I mean, Tennessee dropped, 70-plus in their game this past week, where Georgia kind of stumbled at times against Austin Peay. That's not what you want to see against a team that has national championship hopes, that's going on the road in one of the most difficult places to play in all of college football, in Neyland Stadium. That's going to be loud. It's going to be raucous. It's sold out already. They're checkering Neyland Stadium. Like, it's a special and intimidating place to play when you're a team that's struggling a little bit. So it doesn't surprise me, but even still, I just said it. I don't bet against Kirby Smart. You know, when you play Georgia, the difficult thing is you are never going to, you know, out-discipline Georgia. You're not going to out-physical Georgia, or at least it's really difficult to out-discipline or out-physical Georgia. The path that I see here for Tennessee is they're just better in the run game, that they're just, you know, out, you know, equaling the physicality on the lines of scrimmage, that I don't see Georgia turning the ball over, making silly mistakes, doing, you know, committing bad penalties that's going to, you know, open up the door for Tennessee. In order to beat Georgia, you have to beat Georgia at their own game. And it's just hard for me to trust Tennessee doing that with the small sample size that we have of this version of the Vols.
I feel like everyone's going to have a pretty strong opinion on Miami, South Florida. Do you lean Miami brings USF back to reality? They're going to cover the point spread around 17 and a half right now, or South Florida, they hang at the very least. They have a chance to do it again, and everybody's going to be talking playoff.
Oh, I wish so badly I could buy into the latter. Like, it's such an exciting Cinderella story, and I love South Florida's coach, Alex Golish. I think that he will have a Power Four job here in the next couple of years. Like, I want so badly to root for that storyline, but I buy more into Miami brings them back down to earth, which is okay, right? South Florida has two top 25 wins through 2 weeks. They go into the Swamp. They get a win over the Gators. Like, that in and of itself is a really impressive resume. And I think they, even with a loss to Miami, if they do lose to Miami, they still have a strong case to be the Group of Five representative in the college football playoff. I think a couple things are at play here, though. Florida, you could make an argument, was possibly overlooking South Florida. Florida goes on the road to LSU this weekend. Maybe they were looking ahead to that game, a team that they knocked off last season. Jack Pyburn, a former Gator, transfers to LSU. That's a revenge game. That maybe they're overlooking South Florida. I don't think Miami, after South Florida did what they did last week, Miami is not going to overlook South Florida. And I think also the quarterbacks are at play. DJ Lagway, I think, has the potential to be a star in college football. But I think DJ Lagway is still kind of showing his youth. DJ Lagway is still showing his inexperience a bit, that Florida still is kind of struggling with the, you know, the dinking and the dunking offensively. Well, Carson Beck has played a lot of college football, has seen a lot of college football. Carson Beck has the ability to take whatever the defense gives him. If it's dinking and dunking, that's exactly what Miami is going to do. Carson Beck also has that home run throw ability. So I think where DJ Lagway is still learning, he's still kind of green. I have optimism for DJ Lagway, but he's still learning at this point. Carson Beck is a vet, and he's not going to make some of those mistakes and is going to take what the defense gives him, which is not something that I could say about DJ Lagway at Florida. So Miami brings South Florida back down to earth, but it's still such a fun story in college football.
You brought up Lagway. We got Florida at LSU, Texas A&M, Notre Dame, Clemson, Georgia Tech. Those are three pretty high-profile games. Is there one that you're more excited about than the others?
Oh, they're all going to be good. I love anytime I get to watch Georgia Tech football. It's, you know, smack you in the face, physical, like football guy, old school football kind of approach that Brent Key has brought to this program. And now, whenever you see Georgia Tech on your schedule, you have to look at it and say, oh, great. Oh, we're going to play these guys. It's going to be smash you in the mouth kind of football. And I think the Georgia Tech game last year is the perfect example of that. I think we've maybe questioned some of the physicality on this Clemson team. Defensively, they didn't get a whole lot of push against an LSU offensive line that was replacing four starters. Maybe that Clemson defensive front is not quite as physical as we expected them to be going into the season. And on the other side, LSU's defensive front was able to make things really difficult for Cade Klubnik. So if Georgia Tech brings that same kind of physicality, no, I don't think that the talent level at Georgia Tech matches the talent level at LSU, or really at Clemson for that matter. But just that level of physicality, I think, could make things difficult for Clemson. Florida and LSU, obviously. You can see the helmet behind me. I'm an LSU alum. I'm very excited for this game just as a fan. But I also think that this is going to be a prove-it kind of opportunity for Brian Kelly and for LSU. If you want to be a national championship contender, which is exactly where LSU wants to be, it's where they think they should be, well, you have to beat teams like Florida that just got by South Florida at home when you get them in Death Valley. So this is, I think, a good test and a good roadblock for this LSU team of just how competitive can they be, not just in the SEC, but nationally.
with Caroline Fenton, Yahoo Sports Daily, Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich. You've got BetSweats, BetMGM Network. Notre Dame back in action. We saw in the first weekend they end up losing in a close game against Miami, put up a good battle on the road. They go on by, and they've been stewing over this one. So now they're sizable favorites at home under the lights against Texas A&M. Caroline, the number is 6.5. What do you think about this matchup?
Yeah, this spread just feels a little bit too big, in my opinion, for two teams that are built to run the football, two teams that play really good defense. We saw a really low-scoring affair last year. And I get it that Notre Dame's probably been stewing on the Miami loss for the last 2 weeks. Why anybody has a bye in week two, that's beyond me. That's a conversation for a different day. So I do think that there's probably that revenge factor that they've probably in that locker room been talking about this game for now 2 weeks. So there is an element to that, to building that up, to fixing the mistakes that maybe plagued them in week one against Miami. But I also don't think that Texas A&M is going to let what lost them this game last year happen again this year. And that was kind of falling apart defensively in the second half. You know, we have Mike Elko, a defensive minded head coach. I think you're going to see much more clean football this go around. This game, though, to me, is which quarterback do you trust more? Marcel Reed, who's really coming into his first year as a starter. We saw him get some starts last year. He got some play last year, but this is really now he is the guy. Same thing with CJ Carr at Notre Dame. We've seen a couple of these guys make some mistakes early, not be able to pull away. You know, Texas A&M wasn't able to pull away in their first couple of weeks, but which quarterback either can step up more or makes fewer mistakes, I think, is going to be the difference in this one. But I still think just with the mentality and the identity of these two teams, it'll be a low-scoring affair. So I would take Texas A&M with the points, but I do think Notre Dame is going to be able to pull this one out at home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I've aligned myself with Carson Beck. I did that back in the summer at a pretty nice price. Joe has started the double dip on Mateer at Oklahoma. So we have picked our sides as of now. Your thoughts so far on the Heisman race, and maybe if there's a name or two that we should be talking about that we aren't yet. I know Nussmeier's a favorite. You got the LSU helmet there. But is there a name that we should be talking about that we aren't yet, maybe?
I would look away from the quarterback position. Obviously, you know, the betting markets and history would show us that it's a quarterback award. It feels like that sometimes it's the quarterback of the best team in the country that gets that Heisman edge. I kind of like Jeremiah Smith potentially in the Heisman Trophy conversation because there is so much change on that Ohio State team, whether it's with the coordinators at the quarterback position, replacing 8 starters defensively. I do think, though, that Jeremiah Smith is that one of those pieces that is, you know, the foundation from that national championship run that we might see a whole lot of Julian saying going to Jeremiah Smith. We've seen his ability to take over games. I think he'll just continue to do that. It's really kind of tough for a wide receiver or a non-quarterback to get that edge in a quarterback world and in a quarterback market. But as much as I love a good quarterback, I would like to give some love to other difference makers out there. So I would look at Jeremiah Smith potentially for a value pick.
Oh, okay. You also cover some NFL, live in Charlotte. Mm-hmm. Yep. And we were talking about the Bryce Young reaction, what we've seen, like Arizona now favored by 7. It was just 4.5, and now people are so out on the Panthers, it's gone all the way to 7. So how bad is it locally?
It's pretty rough. And I think there was a lot of optimism in the off season. You and I actually had a plumber, just bought a new house, had a plumber over, and he was asking me all these questions about, you know, Bryce Young and the Panthers. Could they be a dark horse to win the NFC South? And I was like, John, I'm going to hold your hand when I say this, but no. But that was the feeling, right? There was optimism, and rightfully so. We saw so many great flashes from Bryce Young at the end of last season. So I think even just that optimism was rooted in something that was very, very fragile. It was just like, we hope that this could happen. We hope these things come together. We hope that Ted Aroa McMillan can add that next level to this offense. We hope that, you know, maybe the drops start to dissipate a little bit this season. And in just 1 week, it's like, great. We suck again. You know, everything that we thought could change in the offseason, at least in 1 week, hasn't. That's not to say they can't figure things out over the next 16 weeks, but not a whole lot of optimism happening here in Charlotte.
I don't mean to go back to college, but I have to bring up the lady who said she was going to buy out DeBoer's contract if she won the Powerball. I thought about you. I thought about you right away. And then Paul says, we're going to get her on the show. Don't worry. She claimed if she won the Powerball, she was going to pay the $70 million to buy out DeBoer's contract. I love that.
Incredible. That is queen and icon behavior. And I know that everybody rolls their eyes at the SEC tagline, like, it just means more. That's what that means. Like, when this woman is buying a Powerball ticket, you know, if I bought a Powerball ticket, if I got, you know, $1.5 billion, I'd be looking at, you know, homes in the south of France. I'd be looking at, you know, buying a bunch of shoes and diamonds and all these lovely things. No, she has her eyes set on something much more valuable, and that is national championships in Tuscaloosa. So I appreciate it so much. It is fantastic, and I think it's the perfect kind of perfect evaluation of how people are feeling in Alabama right now. It is truly running around with your head cut off.
I win the Powerball. Sports is the last thing I'm thinking about. The only thing is I'm quitting my job first. Like, that's first.
Like, what can I buy? Like, not who can I buy out?
Sorry, Sam.
Good to know, Joe. Bad. Good to know.
Yep. Okay. Good yes, to know. I would assume the same for you if you win the Powerball. Did you really hold your plumber's hand? Just to break
I did
the
not.
News?
But I did. Okay. I just kind of verbally talked him down a little
consoling.
Bit. Like, hey, you know, I'm going to verbally console you. Lovely man. Highly recommend. But yeah, it was just, and he's also a North Carolina fan as well. And so this was UNC getting their butts whooped by TCU. And he asked me, like, do you think Bill Belichick still has it? And I said, again, I'm going to verbally hold your hand when I say this. No, it's going to be a disaster. So everybody T's and P's to all the Panther and Tar Heel fans out there.
For sure. Caroline Fenton, thank you for joining us. Check out Yahoo Sports Daily. Good stuff there on college football and, of course, the NFL. Joe, Sammy P, Lightning Bets are next on the BetMGM Network.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you
what
know why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.